You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Arsenal take on Barcelona. Arsenal are 4-1 in the match betting. The draw 13-5. Barcelona are 8-11. Arsenal in decent enough form. They're unbeaten in their last five. They've won three of them, drawn two of them. But they take on a Barcelona side who've just made a club record 32 games unbeaten. Can you see Arsenal being the scupperers to this record?
I can't, in all honesty. If you had to pick a winner and you didn't have the prices in front of you, you'd be saying Barcelona win this game all day long. Remember, these two met back in 2011, and some might even suggest that in that Champions League clash, that two-legged affair, that there was an even bigger disparity between the quality of the two teams back then than there is now. But Barcelona have Lionel Messi, Luis Suarez and Neymar as their three up front, and Suarez's form recently has been absolutely incredible. He's scored 15 goals in his last nine appearances in all competitions. He's scored in his last six. He's provided five assists in that run as well. So it's not just all about scoring with Suarez at the moment. He's creating the goals. The meetings between the two sides, you look back through the last five head-to-head meetings, that's a run that stretches back to 2006. Both teams have scored in all five matches. Barcelona have won three. When Barcelona went to Arsenal back in 2011, Arsenal beat them 2-1. But it's tough to see Arsenal getting anything out of this encounter, really. And you said they've been in reasonable form. I think since the turn of the year, they've been a little bit disappointing and laboured, I think, the Gunners, really. They didn't score against Southampton. Didn't score in the FA Cup match against Hull City at the weekend, admittedly, with maybe more than one eye on this encounter on Tuesday night. But I'm just wondering whether they'll be bang up for this. I just think they know it's such a long shot for them to qualify for the quarterfinals of the Champions League against a Barcelona side. Whether they'll be thinking, we've got Manchester United away from home on Sunday and we've got a realistic chance of winning the title this season, and this might take a backseat to that Premier League push.
Yeah, I mean, that's the interesting thing, isn't it? For the first time in a few years now, Arsenal have a real crack at winning the title. And if they had to sacrifice something, would it be this game? Would it be this Champions League?
It seems strange to say that, though, doesn't it, when it's Barcelona and it's a big Champions League night, and I'm sure the fans want them to compete on all fronts. But maybe subconsciously, they will be thinking, we are playing a Barcelona side that are 8 points clear of La Liga. I think unquestionably, in terms of the quality at the top of that league, a better league than the Premier League.
Yeah.
And we've got Manchester United away from home in a game where we need to pick up 3 points on Sunday. So subconsciously, from a full team perspective, I reckon that the game on Sunday is more important than this football match, which is weird to say. Barcelona recently, you mentioned that incredible run. They do concede goals, Barcelona. They just score more.
Yeah.
Last three games in La Liga, beat Celta Vigo 6-1, beat Sporting Gijón 3-1, and beat Las Palmas 2-1. So both teams to score and Barcelona to win this game looks like an obvious bet to me at 11-5, because I anticipate Arsenal getting on the score sheet. I just don't think they are good enough to win this football match.
Speaking of obvious bets, Lionel Messi's quite a good player.
He is.
He's subject of the enhanced odds. Lionel Messi to score and Barcelona to win at 7-4.
That's not bad. I do prefer Luis Suarez, the way he's playing, for him to get on the score sheet. I think he's slight odds on to score, which is the right price, in my opinion. I think that is it 19-20 Suarez to get on the score sheet here? I'll be playing that, and I'll be playing Suarez 2 or more in this football match as well at 9-2. I think Barcelona will score at least two goals here. But over 1.5 Barcelona goals in the match is as short as 6-10. So I think for the purposes of best bets, I like Luis Suarez to score 19-20. Suarez to get two or more, which is 9-2. and Barcelona to win and both teams to score in the game 11-5. And if I'm playing a correct score, Barcelona 3-1, Barcelona 4-1, 11-1 and 20-1 respectively would be my picks here. And just to put into context the enormity of the task facing Arsenal on Tuesday, Luis Enrique's side are looking to reach the quarterfinals for the ninth consecutive season. So they get to this point and they don't go out, Barcelona.
Yeah. Just to add a few more prices to some things you've said there. Luis Suarez to score any time in a Barcelona win is 29-20. Luis Suarez to score any time in a 3-1 win for Barca is 18-1 and a 4-1 win for Barca 30-1. So
I like those prices. I do like some of the exotic prices here. If you are looking to maybe Dutch split your stakes on some of the correct scores. And one other point worth noting as well, in their last three previous last 16 ties, Arsenal, they've lost the first leg at home, twice against Bayern Munich and once against Monaco, which was last year. So that is interesting as well. I think Barcelona win this match. 8-11 is fair. It's not a price where you'd be getting absolutely stuck into it, but I think it is. I think it's fair. And a lot of people talk about the length of the Premier League season, and you don't have that winter break like they do in La Liga and the other big leagues on the continent. Barcelona have played four more games than Arsenal this season so far, and they've only got one player injured, Rafinha, whereas Arsenal had that injury crisis at the turn of the year. Santi Cazorla's coming back shortly, and Per Mertesacker and Laurent Koscielny should both be fit to start here. But Per Mertesacker up against Messi, Suarez and Neymar is a serious concern, and they've got two fullbacks that are better going forward than they are defensively in Nacho Monreal and Hector Bellerin. So I think they'll be exposed there as well. Barcelona win this football match.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.